Jesus, please take us from this grandstand world. It's time we got into the game.
Security is festering. I'm contented to my shame. I think that I have got it made. I'm about to win the game. Though there's no bump upon my path, I'm down upon my knees to ask you, Lord, to cure me of my satisfied disease. Lord, you do not have to wince. I know that you must lead. I feel a hunger in my heart. You are my only need. Embrace me now. Don't leave me here so satisfied and fat. Show me what you want with me. Don't leave me here like that. My pride thinks everything is fine. There's nothing left to do. My pride thinks I'm so very kind. No need to think of you. My pride is giving me a pain. I'm asking for the cure. My pride is driving me insane. I need your love so pure. Just one more thing I'd like to say. My life is very good. I'm doing all I'm supposed to do. I'm doing what I should. But deep inside's a hunger only you can satisfy. Oh Lord, I ask you, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, please hear my cry. Break me, break me. I need to be repaired. Break me, break me. Oh Lord, I know you care. Break me, break me. So at last I'll understand. Break me, break me. Don't leave me as I am. How can I serve you, Lord, unless I'm free from my own ways? How can I serve you, Lord, unless the life I built is raised? Break me. Break me. Oh, Lord, please break me. Break me now. Special thanks to Jason Shaw for his tune, Pilots of Stone. Found at audionautix.com.
Did you know that it would be this way when you were here so long ago? Could you imagine jumbo jets, rocket ships, and movie shows? Or would you watch the television news at 6 o'clock at night? If the picture tube was good and the sound was set just right? Did you know there'd be some hunger in the modern world to come? Did you know that when you left us there'd be much more to be done? Did you know the world has cried for you since the time you'd gone? And the essence of your presence in our hearts and minds lives on. Did you know? Oh, did you know? Now, would you read the news each day and the editorials? Were the things you used to say always metaphorical? What would you have to say to us if you were here these modern times? Are you coming back again? And if you are, what are the signs? Did you know there'd be some hunger in the modern world to come? Did you know that when you left us there'd be much more to be done? Did you know the world has cried for you since the time you'd gone? And the essence of your presence in our hearts and minds lives on. Did you know? Oh, did you know? Well, I wish I could have heard you teaching in the hills near Galilee. The words you spoke were so far-reaching, we have just begun to see.
I wish our president and all the premiers of the foreign states could touch the garment that you wear and hear before it is too late. Did you know there'd be some hunger in the modern world to come? Did you know that when you left us, there'd be much more to be done? Did you know the world has cried for you since the time you'd gone? And the essence of your presence in our hearts and minds lives on. Did you know there'd be some hunger in the modern world to come? Did you know that when you left us, there'd be so much more to be done? Did you know the world has cried for you since the time you'd gone? And the essence of your presence in our hearts and minds lives on. Did you know? Do I have too much security? For some reason, I am feeling secure. In this world, that is dangerous. We cannot afford the luxury of feeling secure in the world. Our only security is in God, and when the dust cloud of the world gets too thick and we see no supernatural deity in which we can rest, it is time to be concerned. O Heavenly Father, descend on me like you did on your Son. Help me humbly walk in the way you would have me go. If I become secure in the world and cannot see you, remove the dust particles that keep my eyes from focusing on you. Take away my sense of security that I may humbly bow to you. Tune my ears that I might hear your still small voice, and give me the strength and the power and the fortitude to follow through on your commands. Right now I sense two kinds of fear. The fear that appearances bring, such as disease, poverty, and broken relationships. The fear that comes from resting in the world. A fear that seems to have no cause because the world is constantly blinding my eyes to the truth of my disabilities. This is when I swim in my own pool, live by my own strength, am rewarded for my own work, and I feel all is well. Father, relieve me from my sense of security. In a wild dichotomy, help me see that I can't see. Help me know that on my own I can't know. Help me feel the truth that without you, I am numb and growing number. What do I do in place of being still and knowing God is God? It's almost as if the world has tentacles like an octopus, and it is constantly putting distractions into my mind. Do this. No, do that. Think about this instead. You don't need to dwell on God. Dwell on me instead. One tentacle after another, pushing and probing its way into the crevices of my heart and mind, never letting up. Not even for a second, always coming at me, distracting, distracting, distracting. No, I say, I will be still, now. Mind, stop now paying attention to those worldly distractions. You are avoiding the treasures God is holding for you in heaven. You seek for pennies when millions await you. You seek for dust when diamonds by the wheelbarrow full are just beyond. You seek for the trivial when the real wants your mind and heart. Gladly release the world and its distractions. Gladly hand over the reins of this horrible stallion of deception you have been riding since you were born. No longer do you wish to try to tame it and make it take you to seek the empty treasures of the world. Dismount now and run to your Father, who loves you so much he has given you free will, and though it appears he has never tried to rescue you from your own misdirected desires, he did send his Son to die for you. Run to him now. He loves you so much.
Jesus, please take us from this grandstand world. It's time we got into the game. We're so tired of this grandstand world where feelings never seem to change. Sometimes this world seems so unjust. I think we'll find, I hope we'll find, that through your mind, the sidelines aren't for us.